Tom.
Hey, Travis. Is it give us the launch codes time?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I imagine the audience is probably very confused by the title that we gave this.
And the clip art.
And the clip art, yeah. It's like, have they lost their minds?
I sometimes do.
So just a little setup for this bonkers conversation we're about to have. If you remember, not too long ago, like a month ago, I think, but over a month ago.
You say simple setup? Were it so easy.
If you remember not too long ago, Defense Secretary or War Secretary, as he likes to LARP as, Pete Hegseth. I can actually say his name now.
No, I've heard it. I can hear it.
But let's call him Petey Weedy anyway, because it's funny. So Petey Weedy's giving his little speech to the generals, his sort of TED Talk without a...
At Quantico, right? Yeah.
Talking about all the culture wars he's going to wage on the military and American cities, blah, 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 blah. America's going to be under occupation because we're fighting the war within it, blah, 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 blah. We started making jokes, you and I, in our texting conversation.
And we only did this two jokes wise, because when at first this was announced that every general across the world, where even if they're in a combat scenario, had to come to Quantico.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck? Like, even we were like, this is just weird. And it's like, and then Trump's like, this, I don't know why people are making a big deal about us. Because it's weird.
Because you don't do that.
Because you don't publicly say, you don't publicly tell the world, this is where all our leaders will be.
And then broadcast it live on television. That whole meeting could have just been a drunk text. But anyway, we were making jokes about Pete Hegseth, because Pete Hegseth, despite the fact he was saying some very scary shit, he's also a very funny guy and easy to make fun of. And one of the jokes we latched onto was that if Pete Hegseth was like a teenager that we knew when we were teens, he would be one of those guys that said Call of Duty was the best thing ever, and he'd say that Halo was gay, and that anyone who played Halo was just a pussy-ass f- because Call of Duty is where real gaming is. I think he would have been one of those guys playing Call of Duty online and calling everybody racial slurs left and right.
Yes.
Remember, that was the stereotype for like the typical COD player was that.
Oh yeah, everyone in COD for Modern Warfare, it was all just racial slurs. And by the way, congratulations, Travis, you have your first bleep. I'm usually the one getting bleeped. I always get bleeped. You have your first one. We did it.
Yeah. I'm using the bleep for that one. But you know the word that I said. It
rhymes with maggot. Anyway, but the joke was, you said like there was that, and then we went on a little further with like
with the Halo thing.
Because when you and I, Halo is not our favorite game of all time, but we appreciate it for the basically beautiful written and gameplay and just all the round setup that is Halo.
I honestly like the world building of Halo. Not saying the gameplay is...
Oh, the world building's way better. Yes. I'd rather read the book.
That's what got me into Halo more than the actual... It wasn't the gameplay, it was the world building. I was like, this is a really interesting, like, pulpy sci-fi universe.
The books are amazing. Fall of Reach, Contact Harvest, Flood. Like, they're great books.
Yeah.
And we were talking on it, and then I popped off in a funny way because you and I are Catholic. I was like, you know, let's be honest. Halo is a metaphor for Catholics defending the universe from Christians.
Protestants.
Yeah, from Protestants. And then you said Master Chief is a Catholic. That changed my mind.
Let's, like, do a recap on Halo.
Okay, so as everyone knows, Halo is an Xbox exclusive title. Everyone,
for now.
Yeah, for now. I've heard stuff too. No, but Halo is basically what put Xbox on the map.
Yes.
Everyone knows what Halo is.
Yeah, the first game was literally a launch title for the very first Xbox.
And then it boosted basically for the 360.
And it was there's two eras of Halo. There's the first era, the Bungie era, the Old Testament, if you will. So there's Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and Reach.
And don't forget Halo Wars.
Which Bungie didn't make.
But it was part of that still.
But those games, and the significance of those games, they were developed by Bungie. That was the studio. And they all followed, they all took place in a conflict where 500 years from now...
Yeah, 25-something. Yeah, 25-52, like that. Yeah.
Humanity's at a war with this religious fanatic alliance of aliens known as the Covenant. The Covenant want to wipe us out, and the Covenant is also interested in these old ring worlds that they call halos. At first, there's just the one halo, but then in the subsequent games, you find out there's more.
I think there's like 8 or 9 installations.
Bottom line, the halos actually exist to wipe out all life in the galaxy as like a reset because of the flood, which is like a zombie virus fungus type
thing. It's the universe parasite, basically. Yeah. It's almost like if the thing from John Carpenter's The Thing had a distinct form, because it has a hive mind mindset.
It's kind of like a cross between The Thing and the Infected from The Last of Us.
Yeah, it is.
But the aliens are so fanatical, they think that these activating the rings is going to bring out the great second coming event for them.
Great journey.
And you, the player, throughout the main three games, Halos 1, 2, and 3, you play as Master Chief, who's like the last super soldier for her humanity.
Sierra 117,
the last hope for humanity's survival, and you're trying to stop the Covenant from activating the rings and wiping out humanity.
That's the majority of the three games. Yeah.
And humanity is kind of coded as, compared to the Covenant, they're coded as being secular, whereas the Covenant are extremely religious and run by people who use religion.
It's a theocratic society, which is, the Covenant is made up of like 6 species from different planets.
And throughout the main saga, the story is told in those three games. It's the Halo, the original Halo trilogy. The story is basically done after 3. There's a little hints of stuff left over, but Halo 3 is basically the end. And then Bungie made Reach, which was a prequel, telling about the events that led up to the first game. Great game.
Basically Rogue One, for if anyone to give in a mindset. Halo Reach is Rogue One,
And then Bungie was, they left Microsoft, they went to work for Activision, make Destiny for them. The irony is that Activision then got bought out by Microsoft, so they're back to working for Microsoft again, which means, I guess theoretically, Bungie could make another Halo game.
There's talks, actually, of the Halo trilogy being remade. Like a remake, not a remaster, a remake. Down, ground up.
But obviously, Microsoft wanted to keep the money train going, so they created 343 Industries, which is now known as Halo Studios. And they made sequels, trying to keep a story that should have been over going. And the sequels are not as great. I tried playing Halo 4, not really into it.
There's only one problem with Halo 4, and that ruins the game, because I like the idea of Cortana and Master Chief dialogue. It's just that one thing about the Forerunners ruins it all. Really.
The Forerunners should have been ancient humans. And I love ancient alien shit, as I mentioned before, in like space operas, that, there was an ancient civilization a long time ago, and only their tech
that was more advanced than right now.
Yeah, I love that trope, and I wish that, I always felt the original games, the Forerunners, were just ancient humans, but they didn't do that in Halo 4. The new creative team at 343 said, nah, we're not doing that. Halo 5, I didn't play it.
Don't. It's so, so fucking bad that, honestly, the trailers of like, Master Chief's going rogue? Oh, we have to hunt him down. And then in the game, you're like, you lied. There's none of this from the trailers in this at all. You know that trailer where he was wearing that poncho?
Yeah.
That's not in the game at all.
Oh.
It's bad.
Stupid.
It's bad. Infinite came out.
Infinite was like, what if you did Halo CE, but
Dark Souls.
Open world.
No, it's Dark Souls.
Yeah.
It's a first person Dark Souls, which gameplay is phenomenal. The boss battles are great. It's just the gameplay, and then the story sucks.
You're kind of like grasping at straws of how you could keep this thing going.
There's another Halo that's somehow activated. Even though in the third one, you destroy all the Halo.
It's like, there's another one? Yeah, that's why they should just do what Capcom did with, it's Capcom, right, that makes Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should do what Capcom did with Resident Evil, just do a total remake of the original trilogy, and just go all, especially the first game, if you just do an open world version of the first game, that'd be
great. We've talked about how it should be open world, it'd be great.
But anyway, That's the state of Halo. There's been many comics, there's been book tie-ins, but the
don't watch the TV show. Watch the YouTube web series Forward on a Dawn. Don't watch the animated anthology. I watched it, first two
Halo
episodes.
Legends.
Yeah, the first two segments are great. After that, you're like this, they literally said, just make something. there's a comedy segment in one where you meet a lesser Spartan who's just a goofball. Like a goofball Spartan.
Lame.
And even Master Chief's like this, I only play with him because mom says.
Lame.
It's so bad. So bad. But yeah. The two-parter with the Flood is great.
Yeah. So in terms of Halo, that's our two eras of Halo. The Bungie era, the Old Testament, and the 343 era, the New Testament. We don't care for the New Testament of Halo. We love the Old Testament. We're purists. We're essentially, you know, like the Jews of the fandom there. I hope that joke was okay.
I liked it.
If any Jewish listeners, I hope you appreciate that joke.
When you said we're Old Testament, for some reason, all I could think about was in South Park when Cartman was having his Jewish nightmare. He saw Kyle just rubbing blood, lamb blood, all over doors.
Oh.
I just thought of that.
Although, okay, the Jew comparison doesn't really work as well because I think a ton of Halo fans actually think, rather than like 2% of the population or whatever, like I think it's more 50-50. Like a lot of fans feel the way we do, where it's like, man, it was great in the old days, and they just lost it.
They lost it completely. And what was nice when going further a little bit with Halo, we told you the lore. What's nice about Halo, it's a nice commentary on the dangers of building a government around religion. Because separation of church and state is what our founding fathers did say.
Yes.
And the thing about the humans, which is just the UNSC and spread across the galaxy with their colonies and all that, they're really just about discipline and serving the species. Some of them have moments where, like, okay, obviously he prays, obviously she's religious. You can tell that, like, normal, like any AD people.
It's an individual thing. And
like it should be, but the covenant live, breathe, and govern through their religion. Mm-hmm. And the thing about them, they're so headstrong that they're actually blinded because the religion, it's based off this one species, which the Hierarchs are. I don't know how to say the name, but the Hierarchs, the Prophet of Truth, Prophet of Regret, and the Prophet of Mercy.
Yeah.
From Halo 2 and Halo 3, that species lived on a planet where there was just happened to be a lot of Forerunner tech around, and it started off by them just going this, oh, there's just something beyond our grasp. It's holy. It's just holy. Mm-hmm. It's just sacred. That's it. That was it. Yeah. And our religion's based off just almost, it's almost the equivalent of appreciating a piece of art that you should not touch, build a fence around so no one can damage it. That's it. Yeah. But then a group was like this, I want to get in there. Let's crack open the shell. Mm-hmm. We can use it.
Yeah.
We can use it to our advantage. They're called the Reformists in the Halo War. That's where the Prophets come from. The Prophets are part of the Reformists. And it turned into a civil war where they left on that little ark ship that was in Halo 2 and 3.
Yeah.
They left off that. I think they call it like a dreadnought or something in the lore of Halo. Mm-hmm. But they left off their plan on that. And then that's where they built High Charity. The Covenant Holy City are using that as the battery. Because the Forerunners are just so advanced that a little ship can be a battery. That's how advanced they are. And they built the religion on it by, you know, the elites, which we know from the planet of Sanghelios, the grunts, the hunters, the brutes, the jackals, and those little bug guys.
Yeah.
And they just recruit. They, quote unquote, recruited other species for their cause. The elites had the same setup on their homeworld. Oh, we believe in this, Forerunner Tech. Hey, you like us too? Hey, come on, let's do it, guys. And then they basically enslaved the grunts and the hunters and the jackals. Because remember, there was the what's it called? What were the grunts called? And their actual name is the Ongwe?
The Ongwe, yeah.
There was the Ongwe uprising.
Yeah.
The rebellion, the Ongwe rebellion, and the taming of the hunters. No, the Covenant is evil. They're evil. And they use religion to their benefit, and they basically blindly, brainwash the elites of Sanghelios to be their honor guard and main bulk force of the army.
Halo is like the one example I can think of in like popular space opera fiction where you have like this alliance, these multi-species alliance, but it's not created for egalitarian purposes. Like, it's not the Federation, it's not the Galactic Republic, but instead it's done for religious fanaticism. And it's
and
like,
warmongering.
You get the sense that like their society is run like a racialized caste system.
It is.
Like each species does like one thing. Like if you're an Ungoy and you're serving in the Covenant Armed Forces, you're never going to be a commander. Like that's always going to be what the elites are. Or the Sangheili. I think that's what the
Sangheili from Sanghelios.
Yeah. Like that's like if you weren't born a Sangheili, you will never be a leader. Was it the Sanshiam is the name of like the prophet type aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the hierarchy.
You're born into this species. Oh, you're always going to be a religious leader.
You're a council member. You're a governor, a senator. Yep.
You're genetically meant to run things.
And then the hunters are more like slaves. Mm-hmm. And they're used as tanks for like basically bullet sponges. And the jackals have some relevance because they're the only ones with energy shields.
Yeah.
But they're treated as you see like animals because they eat flesh. Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then the brutes are just basically labor.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the reason why there are different aliens originally is just so you have enemy variety.
Oh, cool. Well, that's the game. But when you read the lore,
the more you extrapolate from that, it's like there's a lot of fascinating and disturbing implications about how the society is run. And,
like a mirror.
And I, you know, it's been interesting to see what just sort of a normal life for a Covenant citizen is like.
That aren't in the army.
One of many missed opportunities on that stupid TV show.
yes.
Especially since they wanted to just be a Game of Thrones ripoff instead of actually adapting Halo. So what is with the good guys or Catholic business? Because I don't know about you, I've always thought the Covenant were like equivalent to Crusades. Like Crusaders, and you know, which was a Catholic initiative.
Well, that's what's funny is the real episode will be about it's a fight against the Crusades. That's what Halo really is.
Yeah,
I made that joke just because we're Catholics.
Yes,
and maybe it's my Sons of Anarchy brain because I love that show so much. It's just a lot of the times in that show you're just like fucking Protestants. Because the majority of the SOA members are Catholic.
There's a lot of Catholic stuff in SOA, you're right.
And it's a lot of, like, against other, like, mostly Christians. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting how that plays out because it's, like, hardcore Irish Catholicism and then the Mayans, the Roman Catholics. Mm-hmm. I just like it. So I just made that joke more just as, like, a funny ha-ha-ha because Master Chief's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's really, but the real thing about Halo, it's a metaphor about fighting the Crusades.
Is it just because like we have woke Pope 2.0 now and therefore who hates our current government at the moment and American Protestantism, not all of it, but you know, from the offspring of American Protestantism, it has evolved into this like crazed Christian nationalist fervor that is taking over our government, has a figurehead in Donald Trump. Trump is essentially their pope, basically. We have our own martyrs that we love to at least pretend to rally around. I shouldn't say we.
The masses.
And meanwhile, most Catholics, not all, shout out to my confirmation teacher, go fuck yourself, Mr. Most Catholics, though, are like, in America, are like pretty liberal and sensible. I don't know if we all agree the same thing on abortion or gay rights or whatever, but you know, we're not out to like actively ruin people's lives and militarize the country.
Not like we used to.
Not anymore these days. Is that what you meant by that?
Okay, so the thing with our new pope being American, I've never really cared who the pope is. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm the Catholic who's like, my way I do my Catholic faith and practicing is like what we said about individualism. Like, it's between me and God.
Yeah.
I'm going to live my life this way. I know I'm a good person. I have flaws, but I'm good. And when it comes to my time to be judged at the pearly gates, if this deity is omniscient as I have been told my whole life, we're gonna have a sit down conversation and talk about me, my soul. Mm-hmm. Until then, I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
I literally clock into work on Sundays, and my weekends, my days off are my days off. And when I'm working, I'm working. I'm just my head and my mentality is it's individualism. How I pray is how I pray. How I think is how I think. How I hope is how I hope. My faith is with me. But at the same time, because I'm an American, I will question everything. I question my God. I do. I believe in him. I historically believe in Jesus, but I question the hell out of my God. I'm an American. The Pope doesn't matter to me. I just thought it'd be a funny thing to say, like, because just you and me being Catholic, loving Halo and seeing for what it is, not just like, isn't it cool shooting some, you know, space zombies and aliens? You know,
the
grunt headshot. No, it's just more. I just said that joke as like a funny haha. Just, I know you would laugh between us. But overall, when you, the next sentence you said in the text thread was, you're correct. No, Halo is a metaphor for about the fight against crusades.
Yeah.
Because the thing is,
against like religious authority.
Yeah. Because the covenant attack us just because we're not them. They attack us because we pray different. Because we don't believe in the great journey. We don't believe in these forerunner gods the way they do. We haven't made our whole lives
around. Well, they don't even, it's not even like belief. They think our very existence is an anathema to their faith.
Oh, they glass planets.
Like they don't, planets. It's not like they're sending missionaries to human colonies and being like, worship the gods with us, join our church. They're not even doing that. They're like, people that are different, we gotta blow them up.
No, they glass them. Remember?
They gotta glass our planets. They don't even give us a chance to convert.
Oh no! Remember in Halo 3, you are all vermin.
Let him know.
You are all of you vermin.
Love that one.
Yeah, like they think we are not worthy.
I love during the Arbiter's trial, the Prophet of Mercy. Why wasn't it destroyed with the rest of their fleet? You let the humans step on the ring with their filthy footsteps.
Yeah.
That's the Prophet of Regret. No, so that was the joke. But you are right. This whole episode is more about like what Halo is when you look at the lore. Not the gameplay, but the lore. You listen to what the cutscenes are doing. You read the books. Mm-hmm. It's a fight against the Crusades because the Crusades were bad. Yeah. Like it. First of all, any war is bad, regardless if it's even a war for survival or a war for independence. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's a bad thing to make something good. The Crusades are bad. It's like, well, this was happening here with the Muslims and the Holy City. I'm like, this, we were killing each other over praying differently.
Yeah.
Like, guys, we were animals back then.
Yeah, so religious wars are bad.
Like all wars.
Imperialism is bad.
Being an asshole is bad. Well, because look what's happening now. We have a war happening because, you know, oh, you pray differently than me. And it's between just Jews and Muslims. I was like, really? And being funded by Catholics and Protestants.
It makes you wonder, like, who is more religiously motivated here? And I would say the predominantly Christian government of America is, like, maybe more religiously motivated to feed that conflict rather than the participants there. I feel like with Israel and Gaza, it's for at least the Israeli side, it's more just, here's some more land we can have. And, you know, we think we're owed it anyway.
Everyone, the manifest destiny bullshit.
Yeah, like they have their own, I mean, it really is just like their own, you know, manifest destiny, Lebensraum. It's their own version of that. And nobody should deny it. Just listen to like anything that's come out of Netanyahu or Smotrich or Ben-Gavir's mouth. Yeah, so like we still got some of that going on in the world, sadly. But I think a lot of that is more just come home now. The religious right has taken over and their explicitly religious motivated values are, they're trying to get that into our courts, through our judges, through our laws.
Even though too, like you said, with being religious, the religious right, they're also divided too. The religious right is made up of Jews, Christians, Catholics, and even some Muslims, and it's like, you guys don't even agree with each other, though.
It's made up of a group of, mostly of a group of Protestants and some helpful tokens. That's how I would describe that.
But they don't even agree with each other with that whole, with them, because they all pray differently and they all hate that. They've said it openly.
Yeah.
And the thing was interesting, too, with going with Halo about this group of species together in a religious government, when the Sangheili find out the truth, the Great Schism.
This is a great schism. Yeah, the elites rebel. There's
and
a
they
big
find
civil
they
war.
Find out they've been lied to, which is kind of interesting because when it comes to religion, you have faith. That's great. Faith is a good thing to have. Faith and fact are a little different because, one, let's just talk about our religion. We weren't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just weren't there. Well, it was written down in books. Yeah, by humans.
Recovering conversations that they had.
But it was written by the hands of man. I can't trust it. Well, you know, history is written by the victors. Yes, and the victors also write. That means the victors are writing it for them. That means the losers didn't get a chance to write. I know it's like, well, do you believe? I'm like, I believe Jesus was a real person who walked this earth. I do. I've seen magical stuff. Walking on water, water into wine, healing the lepers. That's magic. It's a good thing. I'm not downing what he did, but the generation today, from great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, you and me, and the next generation up, no one was there.
Yeah.
And you could say all you want about, well, the scriptures and the writing. Yes, written by the hands of man. Eyewitness accounts. I've been watching the news my whole life, man. The same eyewitness account, the same event from five eyewitnesses are all different.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a car accident once going from home. Me and three people, like good Samaritans, pulled off to the side, went to see what helped out, waited for the fire department and police. I listened to the two people ahead of me. I gave my statement and listened to actually a fourth person behind me who I didn't even know saw it. Do you think they all sounded the exact same?
Nope.
No, but they were all different. One was very emotional. One was very just like, one was very informative and direct. One was just like, wow, that was hard to see a body like that.
Yep.
So they were all different. Eyewitness accounts are different. That's why they're called eyewitness accounts. Stuff written on paper, we weren't there. And the difference is, well, like, well, how do you explain other things in the future? Okay, those have pictures to back it up.
Yeah.
Yet, by the way, you can have all the photograph documentation and filmography of the Holocaust. A lot of people still think it's bullshit. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, though, there are certain places in this world with photographic evidence being there, Eisenhower made sure of it, that this was documented to the molecule. People still think it's bullshit.
It's like the most documented, studied atrocity in history, and you still have people that go, it didn't happen the way they told
us. At least 30 to 35% of the human population believes it's bullshit. But that shows you.
Yeah.
And that's why the Sangheili, during the Great Schism, when they rebelled against the covenant and fought alongside the humans, is because they realized we were lied to.
And wasn't the the covenant was also like wiping them out, right? Like
No. So it,
or was it just like,
because Master Chief killed the Prophet of Truth, the hierarchs believe that the elites, the Sangheili, couldn't do their job, so they recruited the brutes to be the honor guard who would guide them and escort them into the great journey of the path beyond. And that's what made him go like, hey, what the hell? And then they started to be like, wait, hold on, though. I want to reread my book again. Then Truth became out. The Arbiter, the main elite in that you get to play too, had a conversation with 343 Guilty Spark, the custodian of Installation 4.
Yeah, and realized everything he had been told in his religion about the rings was a lie.
And the thing is, though, the Arbiter went about it the, you know, the way you go about it. I got some information. Hold on. What do you mean? Let me research what you gave me, and I'm going to sit with it and think. Mm-hmm. Blind faith is dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially as an American, because we're supposed, if we question the British government, which had a king, which is divine right and authority by God's hand, you got to question religion.
Yep.
And I do. That's why I guess we maybe I like Halo the most, because you are fighting against the extremist religious army and government.
It certainly makes you feel really good when you kill them. When you kill those aliens,
especially for how hard it is to take down those brutes, the chieftains are so hard.
And the chieftains are the most talkative too.
Oh my god! Like,
for the prophets!
Oh, right in the boys! Ding dong! The demon is dead.
It's better than the elites going wart wart
wart wart
wart wart wart wart. But yeah, no. So I guess that's what the conversation of for this episode more. We played Halo so much. We've enjoyed it a lot. We played it together. And it's just kind of what you see today now with a very openly spoken Protestant government who's every line of dialogue and
of a fundamentalist and evangelical quality. We need to let's be specific.
The evangelical that's was extreme, and the thing is, it's not like what every president says at the end of the speech: "God bless you and God bless the United States of America." Like at the end,
yes,
it's throughout the whole speech.
Yeah,
which is kind of like, what does God have to do with us just paying our taxes?
Yeah.
What does God have to do with keeping sure that we have freedom of speech, that we are able to, you know, right to bear arms, which is not a God-given right? God didn't write the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. God didn't write this. Humans did. Man did. Doesn't matter with like, well, they were strong Christian men of faith. It's like, that's man. That's not God. It's a different
inventing a supposed crisis where Christianity is under threat.
Every religion at any time, though, is under threat. That's just called humanity.
You know.
That's just called humans, though. No, at every point in human history, every religion at the same time is always under a threat because it's called being human. Mm-hmm. Threat from within, threat from outside, sexual scandals, mm-hmm. genocides, converting, and all that. Wars within yourselves again. But it's like, so no, it's that's what kind of, I guess, what mirrored what we saw with that gathering of generals, which was again waste of taxpayers' dollars because you have to fly everyone out and their staff. Yeah. Not just them, they had to fly with their staff. Yeah. And get housed and get fed and get dressed up and get polished. Boot polish costs money, folks. Yeah. Like the little details of everything. Mm-hmm. Electricity, lights, all that shit. So no, if you ever read about Halo, just the lore, mm-hmm. you'll see how it mirrors America and how it's been and it's now is right now. I mean, why should it matter how I pray? Because that how dictates how I vote with my taxes. Mm-hmm. Jesus did not believe in a government like this in any shape or form. He never had an address, you know, a place of like, I live here for my whole life. He walked around. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a hermit. Sounds like a bum. Not to sound mean, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
He was just saying, hey, be good to each other. Let's have a nice time. Well, if you heard about a guy who was able to turn water into wine, does that sound divine? Or does that sound like, oh, that guy's fun to be with?
Yep.
He walks on water. I gotta see this. Come on, man.
That's also great about the Halo lore is that the more you read into it, you find out that like the humans weren't all that perfect either. The outer colonies were having a big insurrectionist.
The inner colonies were in a civil war. The Spartan program was invented for the Civil War.
Yeah.
It just happened to be at the perfect time for the Covenant.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Spartans were beating the shit out of humans before they were beating the shit out of the aliens.
So it's kind of like, you know, in the future, we still have our problems. The coded secular humans, space humans of the future, like we still had our problems. And yet something of that is still worth preserving over total annihilation. And if not that, subservience to total religious authority,
because that's what the rings are. When one ring gets turned on or a light lit up, yeah. activated, it's a 1.4 light year radius. Mm-hmm. And then that's why there's about 9 rings scattered across the galaxy, because when you light them all up, that makes up the Milky Way kind of like thing. I know the math might be off, but that's the point why they're scattered. Yeah. So each one basically, it's like, remember the core when they were dropping the little bombs, like a pebble in the water?
Yeah.
It's to get everything all at once. And it's funny how even the Covenant, it thought the fact of the flood was even like, oh, that's just bullshit. That's being a heretic. That's blasphemy. Flood's not really real.
We were also talking about like the flood. You're asking me what does the flood represent, and first thing I think of is climate change. Like the flood is this. You get the sense that the flood exists naturally.
It's an organism. Yeah,
it's an organism. It's a natural organism, and the rings were kind of created to wipe them out, but
not wipe them out. Wipe out their food source, that's the only way to kill the flood is wipe out the food source, so they'll starve to death.
Yeah, which I mean, a lot of good that did. They show up on Halo, which hadn't seen contact after a while.
It seemed like every Halo had a little flood like containment cell.
Yeah,
which made no sense.
Yeah,
every.
It's almost like the ring worlds were just there to contain the flood, and then as long as
keep them on world, yeah.
No one went there, but it's like okay, the Covenant go there, and they're like, we're gonna mess around, and was it Keys that kind of opened up and kind of let the flood out?
So we had this conversational debate on what was a problem. So the Covenant saw Halo, and it's like this. The prophecy sacrament is true. Our gods are right. This is, will be used to eradicate the humans, and activating it will start the great journey into the beyond. They look for a weapon. I know the Halo rings are a weapon, but they look for like the almost like the switch for it. Yeah. And they interact the Flood first, but Keyes hears about it over the radio waves, you know, and he's like trying to get, and he thinks like, I'll get to that weapon first before the Covenant, so I can just either use it on them or stop them in their tracks from getting better than humans technologically, because the Covenant are so advanced. They're so advanced. When you read that Fall of Reach book, wow.
Oh yeah, we're losing the war already, and like Earth is the last stop.
Yeah. After Reach is Earth. After Reach is Earth. But the thing is, but Keyes gets there almost right there, like right before the Covenant gets there first, and they get eaten, consumed first. And then with Keyes being like, and basically the next meal course for energy and supply, opens every door up, and that's how they get out.
Oh,
because they use Keyes to turn into almost a grave mind, which would be like a hive mind control leader, to find the coordinates to Earth, and then also to, because the Flood is also sentient, folks. It's a very old, intelligent species, so it has data and knowledge from the beginning of time, from every species it consumes. It also consumes its knowledge. So if it consumed Captain Keyes, it would have direct knowledge of where to get to Earth, how to shut off the defense platforms and MAC guns, how to disable everything and just walk in with an open door.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So the Flood, which is the zombie aliens of the game, you think they're the global warming. I always thought of it as their representation because, remember, okay, so the humans call them the Flood. The Covenant call them the Parasites. Mm-hmm. And the Banish, which is another, like, splinter group of the Covenant.
That's from the New Testament?
Yeah, it is. It is, but it adds to what I'm saying. They call them the Nightmare.
Okay.
So I see that as a representation of every disease that befalls upon man.
It's sort of like when the secular authority, which is humans in the game, react. It's, we got to contain this, and we should probably blow up the rings.
Just not ignite them, blow it up. Yeah, see, there's a difference. They don't want to ignite it. They want to literally just blow it up.
Yeah, like, we need to solve this, you know, the most sensible way we can, or otherwise it'll consume.
And the sensible way is extreme heat. Remember what Cortana says at the end of the first game? If we overcharge the Pillar of Autumn's core, it'll blow up the entire ring, and it'll be about 4,200 degrees of like heat. So we gotta get off this planet because it's gonna get really hot.
But the conservative religious authority, which is the Covenant in the games, they're not as good about that sort of thing. They want to fuck around with the rings more, which makes the Flood problem worse. And you know, that's a lot like global warming. Let's not do anything about it. Let's just pay a bunch of money to call it a hoax. Hoax, hoax, hoax. If you tell a lie big enough, everyone will believe it's a hoax. Paraphrasing Goebbels there. And that could apply to how we reacted to COVID, where there was a lot of denial, a lot of misinformation.
How we're handling all these cancers because for some reason we still have to walk a mile.
And, you know, again, the secularists were like, hey, you know, there are ways we can nip this in the bud. Stop travel, shut things down for a bit. Let's really get this down so it doesn't spread. And the conservatives wanted to fuck around and we got a pandemic in the country.
Sometimes they didn't even react to the Flood when it showed up, because remember when the Prophet of Truth and Mercy are leaving with the brutes to the Ark to get to Earth? Mm-hmm. There's a quick Flood attack, and the Prophet just kind of turns around and just goes like, all right, deal with it quickly, brutes. Kill them, squash them, move on. Hey, the Prophet...
Don't make this my problem.
Yeah, and remember the Prophet of Mercy, when he's about to get consumed, Tartarus, the brute chieftain, goes to help him. He's like,
the great journey waits for no one, brother. Not even you.
Like, and he was not scared at all.
Yeah, it's just think of myself. Think of ourselves. Fuck everyone else.
And it was funny how the Flood was scary as hell. No, the Master Chief is the one called Demon.
That sense of misplaced priority, it's always been common with hyper-religious authority. Going back to the Black Plague, Like, the Black Plague, the religious authority and the nobility of which they supported each other, they fucked around. They only looked out for themselves. They did some things that actually made the plagues worse.
Well, didn't one of the ways they thought to cure the plague was to whip the shit out of you? Remember?
Oh, yeah. They thought it was, like, demonic possession. They thought it was just, oh, it's because we're sinned and we need to repent some more. It's like, or, you know, maybe basic quarantine policies and...
Bring out your dad.
You know, let your cats run amok so you can kill all the mice instead of killing all the cats.
Basic quarantine policies and nipping in the bud. Are you talking about, like, hey, maybe vaccinations aren't evil? Demonic. Interesting, because I know I got all my shots growing up. My kids are getting their shots.
Yeah.
Huh. Is that nipping it in the bud? A parasitic, you know, infection, yeah. Possibly? Cancer? Tetanus? Lockjaw?
Yeah.
Measles? Polio?
It's amazing, like...
how a video game can make you think more...
Amazing how Halo, of all fucking things...
A first-person shooter where you can't even go iron sights on, like Call of Duty. It's literally just... You're just fixed shot.
Yeah, yeah. You just... It's amazing how a game like that can, you know, can teach you so much about the modern world. And I don't think... It wasn't the creator's intention initially.
They just turned into it.
They just threw things out there. Oh, the aliens want to kill you. Why do the aliens want to kill you? I don't know. They're hyper-religious or something. Go with that. All right, we got to make a second game. All right, I get, you know, maybe we should have like a more solid story to our second game. Oh, what if we could play from one of the aliens' perspective and we can learn more about how they do things? And they're just like throwing shit out there. Again, it's amazing with especially the first two games that they came out with a completed game both times.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
And they ended up being as great as they were.
And then the third game was just like... just tying in what was built.
Yeah.
Because
finishing
you
the
got
fight.
To fight alongside the Sangheili on Earth. And
yeah.
One of my favorite lines, and just to show you that how religion is a big theme in the main three Halo games.
Yeah.
When you're on the Ark, when you find the Ark installation 00, which creates rings.
Yes.
You're about to be like, all right, we broke through the shield generator section. We're going to fly our ships in. Prophet of Truth, we're coming for you. And remember when the Sangheili capital ship, the Shadow of Intent, comes through and he's like,
now, Prophet, your end has come.
And then High Charity does a slipspace rupture.
Yeah.
My favorite line in all of Halo is this.
High Charity. By the gods, brace for impact!
Because they're still, it shows you that, like, they found the truth about their religion. Doesn't mean they're not religious people still.
Yeah.
They're going to just find a new faith. But the fact that an alien, and I know it's like, well, we don't know what alien, an alien said, by the gods, brace for impact. It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I question my religion doesn't mean I'm not religious.
It's breaking from the institute, breaking from the institution, and breaking from faith are not necessarily the same.
No, it's called just you're questioning your faith because you have questions. It's like Santa Claus. How does that fat fucker get through the chimney? I live in an apartment for 23 years of my life. There's no chimney in an apartment. You don't think that was my first instinct of like, hey, wait, hold on. How does Santa get to us? You won't think that made my parents go like, shit, how do we twist this one? And I mean, what, right?
He's magic.
Or what? I mean, it's weird to quote him, but Bill Cosby had the greatest answer to Santa. Is Santa black or white? Well, Santa is Santa an idea. Whatever house he goes down the chimney, when he comes out, whatever color the family is, boop, he's Asian. He's Hindu. Boop. He's Mexican. When he comes to our house, boop. He's black. So what color is Santa? Santa isn't a color. Santa is just the idea of giving gifts. He is this magical creature who's here for you to give gifts. God,
that reminds me of a thing on Babylon 5 where they did something kind of, not with Santa, but something kind of like that, except played like Dead Straight.
That's what I'm saying, though. So it's just that, like, If a book has some plot holes, there's nothing wrong with asking questions.
Yeah.
Hell, Halo with the game has some plot holes to itself. How did Johnson get off that ring?
Yeah, what? Yeah, how does that special cutscene where he hugs the elite because he knows he's about to die line up? Oh, whatever.
You can only find that cutscene when you play Legendary.
Yeah.
And remember what he does? They're fighting over the rifle, and then the explosion on the begins to happen. He says, "Come on, baby, hold me."
Like, I think that was just, you know, it's like, oh, that's a joke. It's a joke scene, yeah.
And then Halo 2. Hey, Johnson, you got one day to tell me how you get off that ring. That's classified. I'm just saying, there's plot holes.
And they knew there were plot holes. They just said, oh, we're not going to explain that.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we're not going to do that.
But you ask questions. And that's why you're like, hey, that elite he hugged has yellow armor. When Halo 2 starts, the Arbiter's in Halo and yellow armor. So there's nothing wrong with questioning it, because you should question. If anything, the point of this country, the USA, is to question everything. No, don't be a douchebag about it.
It's how you get a nice functioning democracy.
That checks itself. Cough, cough, cough. What was it? By the people, is it by the people, of the people, for the people? But the people are...
Famous quote from a cult leader, by the way.
Hey, when crazy starts saying truth, damn.
So, in conclusion...
For sure, play the video games if you can.
If you ever play, they're
all on Steam, so you don't need an Xbox.
Yeah, go find the original Halo games if you're looking for a fun shooter. It could teach you a lot of really interesting things about the world. You know,
it's a mirror. Well, the first three games are a mirror.
Yeah.
About religion in society.
Mm-hmm.
And how you interact with people who don't look like you and act like you. What's your favorite Halo game? I'm just curious.
In terms of graphics.
No, in terms of just, this is my favorite Halo. This is my Halo game.
2 is hard. 2 goes so hard. Halo 2 goes, my God.
That high charity level is a tough one.
There's so much packed into that game. There's a lot of shit, particularly the religious stuff where you're like, damn, I can't believe they went there. I think 3 is the best looking.
You like 3?
Even compared to the games of today, I think 3 is the best looking out of all of them. I think it looks better than Reach, to be honest.
Really?
There's something about the way Master Chief's armor looks, or just any of the Spartan armor, in like if you're playing the multiplayer as well. There's just something about how that looks where I'm like, that is like prime Master Chief. And this is before like 343 added like the 117 on the chest plate of the armor, which is now like... oh, that's how Master Chief's supposed to look now. But this is way before then. Yeah, 3, and I think 3's the best looking one, but 2, it has like the hardest storytelling.
Brute ships, staggered line. Shipmaster, they outnumber us 3-1. Then it is an even fight. All cruisers, fire at will. Burn their mongrel hides. and it ruins... this is why fucking Halo 4 onward sucks. You are Forerunner.
Yes! Yes!
Halo Reach is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the perfect video game movie.
Yeah.
Because
Reach is pretty good.
I'll say Halo 3 is more badass.
Yeah.
Like, it's badass.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just when you work alongside the Shipmaster and the other elites of Sangheili.
Yeah.
It's badass. But Reach, that's the first time I've ever, until this day, played a video game where you're playing to lose.
Yeah, you know that your characters aren't going to survive.
No one is, but the way they die one by one, the way the battles are held, the way you're like, you know, perfect one. After I think episode 3, sorry, level, is it level 3 or 2? Whatever one where it's the day battle after the June night sniping level, so that might be 3, where, you know, it's like, you know, clear the air, you know, and MAC rounds have been authorized. MAC rounds in atmosphere. Only way to get their attention. Hold on to your teeth. And you're flying away in the helicopter. And then the UNSC Braxton comes by and shoots a MAC round into that tower. And then you just hear, new contact. High courage. And then it just gets plasma down. I was like, oh my God, I thought we were winning. Braxton is dust. We need to get out of here now. I just love how it's just like, it's so...
it just gets worse. It's worse and worse and worse.
And the dialogue between the Spartan team of the noble team, between the Spartan threes and George being the only two, of the conversation of how military it is, but in talking of like, do you want to know if we're losing? I know we're losing. I want to know if we lost.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah, and they use a slip space drive as a bomb. Remember how it tore that ship in half? Mm-hmm. And then what happens after that? Slip space rupture detected. Slip space rupture detected. Slip space rupture detected. My God, it must be the whole damn Covenant fleet. I want that as a live action film so badly. I love Reach. It's great cutscenes. The best score. Mm-hmm. Do you know I put ODST sleep music to put my boys and me to sleep?
Oh, like that?
That rain, that 8-hour ODST rain music.
Saxophone music.
With the rain in the background.
That's another thing the TV show fucked up. They didn't. They like barely wanted to use the music.
What did I tell you the TV show should have been about? It should not have been about Master Chief. It should have been Band of Brothers Halo. ODST. It should have been about a group of ODST starting off with the Colony War all the way to Halo 3 to show, hey, Master Chief and the Arbiter and a few elites and humans leave Earth to go to Installation 00 to battle Truth. Lord Hood is left behind with the scattered, tattered remnants of humanity. I want to know what happened when they were gone.
Yeah.
Because they still had to fight remnants of the Covenant and remnants of the Flood. I want to see that. That's what the TV show should have been. And it's
been better than what we got.
Did they have a good choice for the live action Chief? Yes. Never needed to see his face.
I think if they made that show after Mandalorian came out, they probably would have been more okay with keeping his helmet on. You know, I didn't mind him taking his helmet off on occasion. It was just everything else. It's like, this is, Halo's like a, like, exploration, discovery, mystery, survival horror, more just military campaign drama, but not this, like, we're cutting through many different perspectives, and they're all scheming against each other like it's Game of Thrones. Like they made a Game of Thrones ripoff. That's what they did.
And when in combat, everyone knee slides and does a backflip. Thank God for Forward on to Dawn.
Yeah.
That's my Halo.
Yeah. We got good things. I don't want any more from Halo. What we got from the Old Testament is good. that satisfies me. I don't need anything else. If they come out with something else that turns out to be good, maybe I'll change my mind, but I don't need anything else.
I want to read more of the books. I heard Contact Harvest is good.
Contact Harvest is pretty good.
I love Fall of Reach. I got to read the other books, Flood, and there was one more.
First Strike. Which is before 2.
Yeah, and that's it, right? There's just 4 books, right? Or is there a...
Oh, no, they've written them.
Like no, but of the main, like kind of like how the Star Wars has the first 3 original books.
The main, like, okay, well, if you're talking main books, like Contact Harvest is technically not in that conversation.
I thought it was.
Then.
No, that came out later. But it was part of that, like the it was the last one for the group. That's what I thought it was. Because I know there's... is it 3 or 4 books?
Well, there was the original 3. The original 3 tie-ins was Fall of Reach, Flood, and First Strike.
And then Contact Harvest was something else.
Yeah, Contact Harvest and Cold Protocol and Ghosts of Onyx.
That's what it's called, Ghosts of Onyx. There's some that follow Buck before ODST. Yeah, I remember seeing some of those stuff.
I haven't read it.
But just like, yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm just going to read more Halo. I know there's some good comics of Halo. The only good visual thing that's like a TV show or movie, it's just Forward on to Dawn. That anthology, it's all on YouTube. So if you watch the anthology, Travis, watch just the first 2 episodes. Yeah. It's great because of the Flood conversation. After that, it's just like, ew, this is what you thought? Yeah. And for some reason, they made the elites more Japanese, like in the sense of like their design, and like they made it more samurai, which I'm like, I get the energy sword is like a katana, but I'm like, I never saw them as Japanese. Like, they go full on feudal Japan. So yeah, that's Halo.
Halo. That's how Halo can teach you about religion in the world.
Don't have it in your government. Don't be your government.
Separation of church and state is good. Otherwise, you end up like the Covenant. Don't end up like the Covenant. If you're thinking about ending up like the Covenant, don't end up like the Covenant. That's our show, everybody.
Go play Halo. It's fun. Kids will love it. I was going to think of a funny going out. I don't know why. Just good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye, everyone.